Hello and welcome to the Disney Magic Hour, episode number 15. This week we are going to take a look at the Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party and how it stacks up against the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas. We actually are back to our full group, so to my left is Brian. Say hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Across from me is Melissa. Say hello, Melissa.
Hello, Melissa.
And to my right is Scott. Say hello, Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Pete. And say hello, Poco. That was Buzzwing by Pogo. You can find more of his music over on soundcloud.com/pogomix. Over on YouTube, you can find his videos at youtube.com/pogo, and his home address is pogomix.net. We are lastgenpodcast.com. You can find us on Twitter at our new Twitter handle, which is DIS Magic Hour Pod. It's a lot of letters, but you'd be amazed how many people had so many other combinations of those words. So that is at Diz Magic Hour Pod. You can find us on Facebook with the Disney Magic Hour group that we have over there, a little page that's growing. We're about, like, what, 1,000 members or so? We always float right around there.
Yeah.
It was really great when someone hit it when we had $9.99. And hop on over to iTunes. You can find us on the Disney Magic Hour as well. And hit that subscribe button and please drop us a 5-star review. They are very, very useful towards getting the show out to more people because that's how iTunes basically does it. So we would be hugely appreciative if you guys can go over there, share the link to the shows, tell your friends about it. Airplanes that make smoke in the clouds, do that.
Yeah. Flight banners.
You can light bridges on fire with the name of the show, like Batman.
Yeah.
You can start cults.
There's already cults.
Not for us.
Not for us, no.
Well,
not for us specifically.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
Disney, I'm sure there's plenty.
Specific cult. Yeah.
Okay.
What else? Other ideas?
Well, that would be a big fire, though. You know.
You can name your baby. You can name your baby after us. You can name your baby after Brian. Then it'll seem normal.
Yeah.
But you'll know what it means. So, before we get into this week, let's talk about last week for a second, because we had a really, really cool episode last week. Scott, I'm sorry you weren't there, but man, it was hard enough to wrangle three of us trying to talk, because we were trying to give, obviously, the most to our guest, who was Lou Mangiello, the host of WDW Radio. I really can't say that very fast. There's a lot of WDWs. Can't say WDW.
It's a tongue twister.
It is. So, thank you for understanding that there was, like, it would have been so weird.
Yeah.
I felt bad enough. I felt like Brian barely got to speak.
Yeah.
You know, but that was for the best.
It is. Probably was for the best.
I mean, it just helps out.
Still a good episode, though.
It was great. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I really had a good time.
He gets so excited. I love it.
See, when he's on, you don't have to talk much because he just goes and he's really, you know.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I really had a blast. That was kind of, you know, when we started the show, we were like, oh, man, how cool would it be if we get Lou on? And I was like, I don't know. I'm going to fake that. I have to make some stuff up and trick him into showing up. So it was really, really awesome to have him on the show. And maybe we'll have something set up again later down the line. We definitely have some ideas spilling around. So just want to thank everyone who checked out on that. And actually, maybe those of you who listened to that last week, and this is kind of your first normal show, you know, welcome. It's an odd show. So name your children after Brian.com. It's a new website. It's not. All right, so this week we wanted to talk about... Melissa, why did you want to talk about that this week? Actually, how about you introduce... This was your idea.
Yes.
So how about you tell the audience the idea?
Well, I wanted to go over the Halloween party versus the Christmas party that's held in Magic Kingdom and in Walt Disney World in particular. I wanted to do it now because the events start soon. People who are vacationing do have to buy their tickets, you know, pretty quickly if they're doing the Halloween one and soon if they are doing the Christmas one. So I wanted to kind of just give our listeners a good idea of, is it worth it? What to kind of to expect? And our reaction to each of the parties, because we've all done both of them. Albeit, you know, there's always new stuff added each year. So, you know, that won't be, you know, what we'll cover right now because nobody's experienced it yet. But we can give kind of like our viewpoints of what we have experienced.
ultimately, we are going to sort of say, personally, which one we prefer more.
Right.
But they're, right off the bat, they're both good events. They're both fun.
They're worth it, I would think.
Yeah, I don't think they change as much as you, I don't think they do change very much, but they're consistently very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, let's first start talking about the Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, since that's closer up. As a matter of fact, today is September 1st. The first night on this is about just over 2 weeks away, September 15th, right?
Yeah, starts September 15th.
So, Brian, what's the basic information for people interested in Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party?
It's offered on select nights, and like Pete just said, it starts September 15th and runs through November 1st. Just the basic pricing. It starts at $68 and goes up to $79 for adults. And kids 3 to 9 range from $63 to $74. It's held from 7 p.m. to midnight. But the cool thing that they do is they let you, if you have tickets for the party that night, they let you into the park starting at 4 o'clock. So,
and I've even read that if you're going to the party, you actually can probably book FastPass Plus.
Really?
Starting around 4 o'clock. It's not, you know, I've heard some people say, yes, we can do it. I heard some say we couldn't, but I don't know if that meant we couldn't or there wasn't availability.
Yeah, that's two different things.
For the specific day, I wasn't really sure what they meant by that. So you guys, if you can give it a shot, though.
Yeah, definitely. That's those are the ticket, the prices, and it's a separate ticket event, like we just said. What it basically has is special trick-or-treat lines that they have set up. They have special character meets. They have characters that are only appear at the event, and they have special event merchandising. Of course, they're not going to, you know, miss an opportunity to have some nice merchandise. But it's a nice event.
It's a good night. This year they're including a Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom card to debut at the event.
Yep,
as well.
Just came out today.
Was it Minnie?
Oh, I didn't see which one. Oh, I saw the announcement that it will be specific for this event.
Okay,
it'll debut here. And, of course, tickets for October 31st are already sold out.
Yeah, that's what we were saying towards the ticket ranges can go basically as you get close to Halloween, you're going to get
Pay more
a little
money.
More expensive.
Yeah.
But not a huge jump. I mean, you're talking about $68 to $79, but if you're going with a family of four or something like that,
it could be.
That, you know, that's a significant jump possibly if you're buying multiple tickets and you're already kind of staring at a little bit of a budget. Scott, there's going to be a new show this year. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, they're doing the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular, and they're going to have the sisters there from the movie,
the Sanderson sisters.
Yeah, and they're going to be doing they're let out into the mortal world for a night, you know, and they kind of just run around the park and you know.
You got to celebrate. They run amok. Amok, 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 amok.
I doubt they run amok. They're probably on stage.
That's from the movie.
Yeah, I know. I'm just talking about like in reality. They're probably just on a stage.
I don't know.
The only thing I remember about that movie is that Jonathan Brandeis was in that movie, right?
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say Sarah Jessica Parker was hot.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker looks like a horse.com?
No. Not in this one. She looks good.
Does she? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this movie in years.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Please, everyone on the internet, stop posting the fake poster for Hocus Pocus 2. I can't point out Photoshop hard enough. When that movie is made, if it's made, it is kind of interesting that all of a sudden they're bringing Hocus Pocus back for one of their biggest events of the year.
Yeah.
So it's a good indication that they may have plans to do something with that series, but that poster was made by a 5-year-old in the basement. So not yet, but you'll probably get some information with that. And now part of the spectacular, is it's going to include some other Disney villains, Dr. Facilier, Oogie Boogie, Maleficent, and it also says on the website, put on a unique show including dancers, projections, and special effects. So now, we saw a show last year.
Yeah, it was the Villains Dance Party. I'm assuming this is kind of taking over that. And now it's specifically for the Sanderson sisters. They're going to kind of be the hosts in that, you know, realm, and then they'll have the other villains there to.
And that was like a dance show in front of the castle?
Yeah, it was on the stage in front of the castle.
Yeah, it was pretty fun too. Actually, the Dr. Facilier part was the best part.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's literally just going to be the same exact show, just introduced by the Sanderson sisters.
I don't know. Maybe they'll do some different songs and stuff.
I'm sure
also.
They'll do their I Put a Spell on You thing. Yeah. You know, that was very popular in that movie. So.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so, yeah. So that's good stuff. And then we have the annual, one of everyone's big favorites, the Boo to You Halloween Parade. And Melissa, I know that you really, really love this parade. So what are some of the highlights of that parade in particular for you?
Well, starting off the parade is the Headless Horseman. He comes riding down in front of all the floats, and it's...
Is riding the optimal word?
Yeah, well, how's the word trot?
Yeah. Well, same thing. He's riding maybe a galloping horse. Yeah, it's not very fast. Yeah, because it is a real horse, and it is a real person.
Right, and that's what happened. They had an accident once the horse fell.
Oh, yeah, because yeah? he used to actually run.
Yeah, he used to actually like go full speed down Main Street.
Oh yeah.
And they had an accident once, so now he just kind of trots.
Well, I mean, Main Street has like those rails and stuff. I wouldn't think that would be a good idea to run a horse down it.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I guess.
Especially the person on it doesn't have his face, you know, revealed, so he can't like maneuver the horse very well either.
Yeah.
So yeah, he starts off the parade. It's pretty cool either way, even if it's a trot.
It is cool. It's I really got a kick out of that.
Yeah.
And then, I'm sorry, what about the parade itself?
Well, the parade itself has, you know, typical Disney fashion floats, and then in between the floats there are performers, dancers. Probably one of the most favorited ones, I would say, would be the Haunted Mansion Gravediggers, because they have actual metal...
shovels.
Yeah. I want to come up with a different word. Well, spades, short, like...
Spade, whatever. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. They're shorter handles.
Yeah. And they, like, you know, use them to twirl and stuff, but they also drag them on the concrete and it sparks fly, and it's pretty cool.
And does this parade have a song?
It does. I won't sing it.
What's the song?
It's called Boo to You.
How does it go?
I'm not singing it.
Brian?
I don't know it.
God.
I mean,
Boo
I,
to you and you and you and you and you. Yes. You will know that song by the end because that's about it.
Yeah, they don't vary it much.
There's not much else going on. That song is cute, though. I think it's a fun song.
Yeah.
I really enjoy the parade. You got to get there early, mm-hmm. obviously. It's, you know, it's a very busy part of the park because... One of the fallbacks I feel to both of these events is the greater portion of the show ends at Main Street.
Yes.
It doesn't go into the other lands very much at all. I mean, they'll have the trick and treat stations put elsewhere to kind of bring people mm-hmm. to different centers of the park. But I really wish that both of these would make a greater effort in decorating just further into the park. We talked about that once before.
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah.
Okay, let's not dwell on that then. Now, we also have Happy Hallowishes, which is the fireworks show specific to this event.
The nighttime spectacular.
Yes, that is one way to put it. Yeah.
The best way to put it.
Okay, the best way to put it. Very well.
Hosted by?
Who?
Your ghost host.
That's spot on.
Shut up.
I feel like I'm in the ride.
From the Haunted Mansion. I love this. It's so cool. And like when you're standing in the crowd with everyone, everyone's reciting his, you know, welcome foolish mortals.
Yeah. It's really, really great. I prefer him doing it than Jiminy Cricket on Wishes. but again, it's because, you know, it's a special event and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then you get remixes from songs of Oogie Boogie, of course, Cruella DeVille. What would be the Jafar song?
It's really like the one? Prince Ali reprise.
Okay, yeah, okay. The Prince Ali reprise.
And they have Dr. Facilier's song, right? The other side?
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't know if they have it in the fireworks. Yeah,
pretty sure
no, they don't.
Yeah?
I think they did.
Okay, I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm not positive.
I know one in particular, they had Ursula, but it was a dance remix, and I really didn't like the Poor Unfortunate Souls remix, because I was just like... Like, her song sung by her in the movie is so good, like, and then you have, like, a pop singer singing it. It just, I don't know, I didn't like that part.
It doesn't carry over very well. It's like, you know, regardless of your feelings on the song, the Frozen, what's the song?
Let It Go. Oh, yeah.
The pop version of that song is horrid. I've only heard it once, and I was like, I will never listen to this again. And I don't listen to the radio, so that was pretty easy. And it actually... I mean, as I was just saying, that they don't really stretch on beyond Main Street, but Frontierland kind of does. When we were there last year, they had a dance party going on.
Yep, in the Diamond Horseshoe. It was the villains' dance party.
It was a sad party, though.
It was. There wasn't many people in there, but it was pretty good. Cruella DeVille was out, and she was having a blast.
She was having a blast with the five other people that were in that place with us.
She liked frightening the little children, which is always fun.
I felt like when we went there, I thought, I wonder how busy it's probably going to be really busy over there. It'll probably be a little bit of a line. And we went there, we're like, there's no line. I don't know if a lot of people knew it was there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on the map. That's the cool thing about these events. They do give you like a specialized map, and it shows you where all the locations for things are, like, you know, a certain dance party or, you know, treats or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe people were just, you know, because there's two parades, they wanted to sit for the parade. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that is one of the things. This runs from 7 to midnight. And if you want to watch the parade and the fireworks, and you have a very specific spot that you want to be, say, you know, in the front of the castle or a specific spot on Main Street, you are going to spend, what, 2 hours?
At
a little
least.
Over?
Yeah.
You know, basically standing in one spot. I would say don't worry about that. You can watch this stuff from a lot of different areas.
Yeah.
And
the parade starts back near Frontierland anyway.
Yeah,
Splash Mountain.
So I think that there's better places to... There's better ways to spend your time than just waiting for two things to happen at an optimal spot, because there are so many good spots to observe everything for. Going into one other piece of... this is more of... Do you want to talk about the dessert package? Do you want to talk about the barbershop quartet? You want to talk about that really quick?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, that's where I was going anyway when I was saying it ends at Main Street. There is, we have the dance party, and then there's also in Frontierland...
The barbershop quartet... of dead cowboys. They do sing in the style of Dapper Dans, but they are dressed up as dead cowboys. And they serenade and make jokes with the guests, you know.
We missed this.
Yeah, I don't know.
They might not have done it then.
Did they not do this last year?
Either that or it was in a different area that we just were not.
That seems like something that if I would have known, that would have been where I would have been immediately.
It just seems like they would be like kind of standing around doing their thing. So we might not have seen it, because people do line up for the parade over there and stuff. So we could have walked right by it, not realizing.
I guess, yeah. I guess if they were also playing to the crowd that was waiting and sitting and waiting for the parade and the fireworks itself. I guess we could have lost that there. Now, Brian, as you were saying before, this is an additional cost. This is goes again from $68 up to $79 for adults. Children ages 3 to 9, that's $63 to $74. Mm-hmm. If one wanted to, though, you can also add on to your add-on and purchase the dessert premium package, which is new this year. But I know that they've done versions of this before.
But it's new to the party in particular.
No, they've done stuff at the party before. Or maybe I'm thinking of Villains Night.
I think it might have been Villains Night. I don't think they did this.
Okay, I might be thinking of the Villains Night, where they offered, you know, you had a special dinner or special sit down, and the villains were there.
Yeah.
But doing that took up a large portion of your night, so it got very iffy feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So on this, it's only for select nights. You will need both the event ticket in addition to the package. And this is another cost, $69 for adults, $39 for children. You do, though, get reserved seating for the parade, which is a viewing area by the flagpole near the train station on Main Street. So a fantastic spot to view the parade at.
Yeah,
because you can see it come at you the whole way on Main Street.
Yeah.
And basically follow it around.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
going to go right around you. And then you're going to be escorted over to Tomorrowland Terrace, where they have a dessert party, and you're going to have the fireworks show, much like they have the Wishes fireworks over there.
Right.
The dessert party as well. There's a lot of food included on the dessert. Let's just hit a couple of them. Candy corn panna cotta.
Yeah.
It's candy corn. I'll eat it.
It's candy corn.
But not a lot, because...
Spiced pumpkin cheesecake brownies sound extra good.
That does sound really good.
I like the mummy cupcakes, or the candy corn cupcakes.
I wonder what the mummy cupcake actually is.
I don't know. It just was decorated that way. It's probably chocolate.
Okay. That's true. What else do we have on here? We have peanut butter spider whoopie pies. That's fun. Say that 10 times faster. And toast the ghost toast with sparkling cider or signature lemonade. All right. So what do you guys feel about this? Now, we're already talking about, let's just average it out. You're paying $70 each. And now on top of that, for reserved seating for the dessert party and the fireworks and a reserved station to a deserved spot to watch the parade.
To watch the parade, yeah.
Is this worth it?
I think if you're going to go multiple times, let's say in like, you know, 4 or 5 years, you plan on going 2 or 3 times, I wouldn't say it's worth it. But if you're going to do like one vacation and you're not going to go for like 5 or 6 years, I would, you know, spurge the money. You know,
just yeah, I could see that. Definitely. I agree.
I can see that. Okay.
But I mean, $740, that's half of your ticket price for the probably like 5 days, like a 5 day park hoppers in the $300
range. And it's
range.
Only what, from 7 to midnight, we said?
It's 5 hours for the party, but you could get there at 4.
Right.
So 4 to 12. Now you're talking about 8 hours in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
For $140, where you don't have to worry about getting a spot for the two things that you would have to sit around and wait around for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So freeing up that time might make that 5 hours seem a lot more investful. You know, you can actually go on rides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God forbid.
It'd also be good too if you didn't get like the park hopper. You know what I mean? But you bought the tickets to the not so scary party or the Christmas party, you at least have that time to get, you know, into Magic Kingdom. Maybe you can do something else that day that you have a park for, you know.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it too,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could quote unquote have a park hopper for the day.
Mm-hmm.
But you are paying a premium. I mean, $140 average, you know, an adult is not cheap. And if you're going with a large party, you could be talking about a whole lot of money, especially if your parents with your kids.
Yeah.
If your parents with your kids, unless you really have the money to burn, I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely better put elsewhere. But like Scott said, I could see if this was something that we're doing and you're like, we're not going for another, you know, who knows when we're going again type of thing, then I would think it would be worth it. But for like us that goes once a year, twice a year, usually I wouldn't
personally, but I don't know. Melissa, what do you think?
I mean, again, like if it was your once every 3 year trip, I think it's an ideal way to experience it. We did the premium package with the Star Wars and that was totally worth it. I know it was a longer event and stuff. However, just for the fact that we were able to have a special spot already reserved for the parade and the fireworks, and the dessert party was really good, and that was all included, and there was no limits on, you know, how much food you can have. It was out there all the time. I don't know. I feel like it might be something to really consider, especially if you don't go very often.
But for the Star Wars one, you didn't have to have a special park ticket just to get into the park that day, right?
Well, you had so to it wasn't have du- your park ticket. Up.
Yeah, you just had to have a regular park ticket.
Right. Well, like if Scott was saying, if you had a 5 day hopper and you're going for 6 days, you don't have to necessarily, you know, get a 6 day hopper. This could be your hopper for the day. You know, it could be like your park hopper because you're there for 8 hours. And then since you don't have to sit and wait around, you could get there at 4, go on a couple rides, right up until you have to watch the parade. You could be on, you know, Big Thunder Mountain or something.
Yeah, absolutely. But it is... Me and you talked about this once before, you comparing it to the Star Wars thing. I don't really see the thing because it's all day in a park as opposed to a limited number of hours. And we also had the parade, which included all the free drinks and stuff, which we didn't even know about. I remember when we got in there, we saw everyone drinking and eating the same food. And I was like, where'd you guys get that? They're like, oh, they're giving it away. I was like, what? So we went and did that. We, you know, the dessert party was included, which was more food. As you said, it was the reserve spot. And then we also had the reserve spot for the show, for one of the panels that, of our choosing.
Right.
So, and we paid less than $140 a person.
Right. But so, if you incorporated that, if you were having your park hopper ticket, the day of your park hopper, plus the premium package, I'm not giving up on this. I'm saying it's the same thing.
It is not the same.
It's not the same thing because you were willing to spend that on Star Wars because you really, really like Star Wars. If you really, really like Halloween, this might also be good with it.
Yes. If you're willing to spend the money, then anything is worth it.
Yes.
The one thing that I have a problem with that is that $39 for the kids for the dessert, I mean...
They're getting off easy.
Most kids, yeah.
Most kids eat, like, you know, they eat two cookies or, you know what I mean? that's a little steep for children, you
well,
know?
Well, you know, yeah, but you know maybe what? That's why it's half the price of an adult.
Yeah, like I would even feel well, better
the adult price is also, I think that's a little high.
Yeah. 70's a lot. 70's, 70's
I think a little, that's a lot of money. That's high. Well,
I mean, if it was like a meal and you get dessert, that would be cool.
You know, if it was just actually dessert, food instead yeah. of just dessert?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'd say 50, I think, would be okay.
Yeah, like 50 and 20 for kids.
50 and 25, I think.
So you spend $70 for you and your child instead of.
See,
100.
I would do that immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Like, that's what you say. 50, 25, I would do that. I would definitely do that.
The good thing, though, is, too, they escort you through the thing. So if you yeah. are with children and a stroller, I mean,
you
being in the park
it,
yeah. after the parade goes through.
I'm it's super curious as to how all the expanded space, though, mm. of the hub is going to help in that aspect.
Oh, I hope it helps.
And obviously,
immensely.
You know, the Halloween parade, a Halloween party will be the first test ramping up to see how it really handles a crowd during the Christmas season.
Remember yeah. when we got walked out behind Main Street?
Yeah.
That's probably where they'll escort you because it lets out right by the hat place right there.
Yeah.
And then the other side of it is right by the terrace, right by Tomorrowland Terrace.
Yeah, and that would explain the whole escorted, because yeah. really, why do you have to escort me in the one direction that I could possibly go to get to the Tomorrowland Terrace?
Yeah.
But if, as you're saying, if they're taking you backstage, and it's not during a time where that's open because they're just trying to let people out easier,
right?
That would make a lot more sense with the wording of escort. So yeah, that's probably accurate. So that's an overall idea of Mickey's not-so-scary Halloween party. Melissa, let's talk about... I know that Christmas... You love Christmas also. Is that true?
I do.
Is it a lie or is it true?
It's true.
Okay, it's true. Oh my. Brian has been shocked about something.
I have. I'm sorry.
I guess we'll get to it eventually. Or did I already read it?
No, you didn't read it yet.
Okay. Let's talk about the details for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. This is another special ticketed event on select nights. It runs from November 8th to December 18th. It does not run the week of Christmas. Just keep that in mind because they have, I have a lot of people, I've read a lot of people asking, yeah. you know, how busy does it get for the Christmas party on Christmas? It's like, it would be a madhouse and it would have already been sold out. So,
that's probably why they don't do it.
Yeah. They have a lot of TV coverage, but I know that yeah. they filmed that stuff the week before.
But I think it's just probably so busy
yeah,
there.
Already.
They can't have it close early.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like people would flip if the Magic Kingdom's closing at 7 o'clock.
That's 100% accurate. You're right. That's exactly what it is. This also runs from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m., along with the caveat that you can normally enter the park at 4 o'clock with your Very Merry Christmas Party ticket. Prices on this is a little higher than the... Brian is really taken aback.
That's where my came from because
really?
I didn't realize it was that high.
For adults 10 and over, the price ranges from $74 up to $82. From children 3 to 9, it's from $69 to $77. This event, of course, offers some special merchandise, pins, shirts, ornaments, character meet and greets throughout the park in special Christmas garb, I guess is a good way of putting it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And what's really fun is you can go, what would you call it, caroling in a sense?
Yeah.
It would be fun if they call it that. And you can get free hot cocoa cookies complimentary at certain locations. And one of the highlights is it snows on Main Street, which, given the weather, it might be 95 degrees. I don't Actually, by December, you'll be fine. It's really good. One of the visual highlights is the way the castle is lit. And it looks as if it is iced over with icicles,
yes.
which is a terrible way of wording that sentence out of my mouth just now. On the website, it says the fairy godmother is going to be performing this, show.
Transformation, yeah.
Yeah, the transformation. Throw in a caveat that it might be Elsa, though, because I have read that it was Elsa last year.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to continue that this year, but keep that in mind. That might be the way it is. And, of course, they have a special Christmas time parade. And this includes a ton of people, but the special characters are gingerbread men, wooden soldiers, little toy elves, and, of course, Santa Claus.
You forgot.
Clarabelle.
And Scrooge McDuck. And Duffy the Disney bear.
I don't know.
He sat on the float with Mickey and Minnie last time.
I know. He's going away, he's gone, though, isn't he?
But yeah, that's the thing. He's leaving Epcot. I don't know if he's going to be in this anymore.
Yeah.
Well, if he's not in the parks, I don't know if he's going to.
He's just not at a meet and greet. I don't think they're wiping it completely.
No, I think that section that they have, that Duff store that's across from the meet and greet, is not going away in Epcot.
I'm not sure about that. I know that the meet and greet was going, but I mean, that was the only place to meet and greet him.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
If he's not there, then he isn't there in the parks, right? I mean, or is, was he somewhere else?
I don't think
else.
He was anywhere else. I think that was the only spot.
Was just his merch.
Right? Yeah, wasn't that his, like, you could build your own Duffy bear?
Yeah, it was like a Build-A-Bear with Duffy.
Yeah,
it was?
Yeah. Sort of, yeah. They had all sort of the costumes and whatnot. Yeah.
You couldn't stuff him and stuff, but you could buy a different outfit. Oh, okay. Like, you could choose a different costume for him and stuff like that.
So, yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if he'll be there again this year because there is no meet and greet. Therefore, there is no Duffy the Bear presence anywhere else in the parks. Except for all the merchandise.
Okay.
Which I'm sure they'll still sell because we see people all the time in the parks with those bears.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe they're going to do something different. He's such a huge character overseas.
That's why. Like, yeah. I can't see them completely nixing him. But, I mean, they do that with other characters. They'll only have them in certain things like special parades or special shows. So, yeah. I mean,
because if popularity ruled everything, Jack Skellington would be everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
You know, but there is no regular meet and greet for Jack and Sally, which... It really should be.
It really should be.
At this point.
Well, they have it in the Halloween party, but that's it.
Yeah. They have it in the Halloween party. And if you want to do that, you have to handle it like you're going to the San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
You know, if you get there at 4 o'clock, find out online where they're going to be and go line up and wait 3 hours and then that's it. Or you can go when the party starts and you're going to be waiting at least an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah, I know when we went there for the last Halloween party, me and Michelle were like, oh, let's go see Jack and Sally because that's like our favorite movie. And as we're walking there, we were talking about it and we heard somebody, they're like, oh, it's like 3.5 hour, you know, to get a picture. But we turned right around. We were like, forget it.
Yeah. Didn't see it. Very rough. So if that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure how that works, but if popularity ruled the day, then Jack and Sally got to have something. Oh, just make a dark ride of that movie already, please. I'm sorry. I was just thinking about how awesome that would be. Give me a moment. All right. Melissa, do you want to talk about holiday wishes?
Yeah, this holiday wishes also special to the event. Kind of like how the Halloween ones are. There's a special music and narration for this time of year. And of course, the biggest, you know, ooh and ah is that there's 180 degrees of fireworks. And yes, the way that the night sky lights up, it's almost like it's daytime. It's wonderful.
Yeah, there is the fireworks show is called Holiday Wishes, and there is a couple of moments where things go off so violently that it looks like day. Same with the Halloween party.
Yeah, both of them have that 180 degrees of fireworks.
Yeah, which is really, really impressive. And over in Tomorrowland, there is a dance party.
They always have the dance parties over there.
Yeah. That's there.
It's there.
With Buzz Lightyear and those futuristic characters, Mike Wazowski and Stitch. Wow. Tomorrowland. I don't even know if that makes sense anymore. And they also have the stage show, Celebrate the Season, where Mickey presents a gift to Minnie, and it's a jubilant, this is off the website, guys, I do not talk like this, a jubilant musical spectacle. So basically, he didn't buy her anything, but he hired others to entertain her.
Yeah, the perfect gift.
Yeah, sounds good. And they perform their own special version of the Nutcracker, which, have we ever watched that show? I don't think so.
In passing, like while we walked by, maybe.
Because that's really filled by people who are waiting, who are already sitting and waiting for the fireworks and for the parade, which we don't do. You know, we do get there about 45 minutes early, hour early maybe, but there are some people, they are trooped out in their spot the moment that, you know, the lights go down.
Yeah, which is the only, I think, detraction from these things is like how much you have to sit and wait for certain things if you want like that prime location.
Yeah.
It's the only kind of...
Or pay. So that's a good overview. Is there any sort of special? Did they announce any?
Not yet, but not I think yet. They're going to get through like the Halloween stuff, and then they'll start with the Christmas stuff.
Okay, so
I'm sure they'll do a dessert party thing too. That seems to be the thing they're doing now.
Yeah, the dessert parties are all the time. So a dessert party at current moment has not been announced. but you can bet roughly $85 that there will be, I'm sure. So, Brian, I want to first talk to you because you actually gasped, which was, I mean, it's a hot take.
Because I've been to both parties, and...
Yes?
I think... I said the Halloween one I thought was expensive. I think this is even more expensive for less than the Halloween party offers.
Melissa, counterpoint.
DVC and annual pass holders do get a discount, so...
Yeah, but they get a discount on the Christmas Halloween too, one, right?
Yeah, on both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a counterpoint. I'm so sorry. But, do you want to have a counterpoint?
That would make sense because you asked for a counterpoint.
That is a good
point,
though.
Thing, Pete. Silly. No, it is expensive. Albeit that's a point. I really don't have a counterpoint to it. It's expensive. It's an extra cost. However, it is an extra. Experience that since it is an extra ticket, it's not necessarily as jam-packed as a regular park day. I know it does get full, you know, especially like the closer you get to the particular holidays, it gets very full. But I don't know. I still like both of them.
Oh, yeah, no. I wasn't saying that. I was saying how Brian specifically said you're paying more for less.
I guess it depends on...
Your interest level,
because like the decoration and the atmosphere, you know, depending on which holiday you prefer more, I feel can go either way.
Well, see, I think we've talked about this before, and I really noticed this the last couple times I went. I feel that the decorations are fantastic on Main Street, but then once you get past Main Street, you know, Liberty Square, I believe, has some decent decorating, but not too much. But past that, there's really no decorating.
No, I thought they might have the Magic Kingdom.
They might put some things in the windows and stuff for.
There's
for
a Christmas shop over there, so maybe that's what you're thinking.
Maybe that's
of.
Even what I'm thinking of. But so from that aspect, they're not. I really wish they would theme the entire, you know, the entire park would be really nice. And the other thing is, for the Halloween one, like you feel like you have. Almost everybody comes in costume. So you got that aspect of it to it. That one feels much more like a party aspect to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, you really have characters that you don't see ever. The Christmas party, you have the same characters in different outfits, but they're pretty much a lot of the same characters. They're not different characters that are the only time you'll see them walking in the park or something like
now,
that.
Now, with the Halloween, do the other parks also do... A lot of stuff.
We'll get to that in a second because that's actually something that I was going to offer as sort of a counterpoint. We'll get that into a second. I do want to throw something into the mix. There is one really great thing that happens as well in Magic Kingdom during the Christmas season. This is not exclusive to the Christmas party, but doing this at night during that time of year might be something else. And that is Walt Disney World doesn't get many overlays on their attractions because of the manner of the park, it being a tourist park. They can't have much downtime for rides, if possible. So you do get to experience the Jingle Cruise.
Is that in Disney World?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I always thought it was Disneyland. I'm sorry.
No, that's actually, it's coming back again this year to Magic Kingdom.
Oh, cool.
And this is only the second year in a row that they've done this. And they do dress up that ride for Christmas. They throw in some additional things. They don't do an overlay to the extent of, the Nightmare Before Christmas taking over the Haunted Mansion. But still, it's a nice addition, and it would, you know, be a great thing to also throw in. There is nothing like that during Halloween.
No.
Which is a massive missed opportunity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they ever plan to just maybe... I don't know. Could you just change some of the effects in Space Mountain, like things that are projected on the wall, and make it like flying with Jack?
Yeah. Why not? Because aren't they doing the Star Wars overlay?
They're doing the Star Wars overlay in Disneyland.
Disneyland. That's right.
Yeah,
yep. I'm sorry. That's right.
Disneyland. Yeah. And that's going to be the Hyperspace Mountain.
Yeah. Honestly, so, I would even take not so much the ride, but just the line and the outside decor. Like Haunted Mansion, you could do so much with just the outside. You don't have to change the ride.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be a little kind of a half bummer if you waited online with this great introduction of new elements? You know, like, okay, it's all done up for Nightmare Before Christmas, the queue, that whole area with, the bathtub, you know, and the the organ and all that stuff. It's all done up for Nightmare Before Christmas.
Right.
But then when you actually get inside the ride, it's the Haunted Mansion. Wouldn't you kind of feel like, oh, it just ends here, I want more?
Well, yeah, but I would also enjoy that more than nothing at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I do feel, yeah, once you pass Main Street and get out into the lands, there is the holiday feeling, you know, missing, whether it's Halloween or Christmas. It does kind of have an abrupt end. And that would be, like, the one thing that, to these parties that I would say kind of does kind of stink.
Yeah, that's a big drawback. I think that's their biggest drawback. I think that they make more than enough cash on these that they can extend it out further into the park. But I also feel that, you know, they're trying to do a minimum staff so they can maximize profits and business stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, like, even walking throughout the park, it wouldn't take that much. Like, it doesn't have to be as spectacular as Main Street. Yeah. But something.
Yeah.
String lights.
Something. Just some pumpkin lights or something. Yeah. Come on, give me a little something. They decorate for Christmas. They do a lot more stuff outside of the Magic Kingdom. Also,
yeah.
You know, they decorate all the hotels. At least the deluxe ones. They all have the tree. They have giant trees in the lobbies. They really decorate the resorts nicely. Epcot's decorated really nice. That tree in Epcot is beautiful.
That's where I was going to go, Scott, when you said that. Now, Brian, you said it directly. I think that you get the best Christmas experience in the Walt Disney World Resort at Epcot.
Yes.
And it comes at no extra cost.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to do
the candlelight procession.
The candlelight procession, that is obviously an extra cost. But you can hear that and sort of observe it. You know, granted, with a very large crowd and you're pretty far away, you're not in the seated area at all. But that park, I feel you get Christmas for free.
Yeah.
Because each country has something specific to that, you know, country doing a Christmas bit. That's my go-to park for Christmas. It really is.
But I think maybe that's why it's so much more expensive for the holiday park in Magic Kingdom, because you are getting all that extra stuff in the other parks for no extra cost. You know, like in Hollywood Studios, they have the Osborne Flaming Lights. Yeah, I don't know if they're doing anymore.
I don't know how much we're going to be seeing that. I think this might be the last year.
Yeah, but I mean, like you said, there's no extra cost for that, so maybe...
Or maybe that's why they charge a higher price for that.
They jack up the prices for the party so that they can pay to have the other things put in the other parks.
Maybe.
You know what? They really run on their own budgets, the parks. They're all run kind of... Everything is very compartmentalized. It isn't, you know, this pay... You know, like, oh, we need money... You know, for this, let's just borrow money from Magic Kingdom. Like, there can be an aspect of that, but it's also very compartmentalized. Like, Magic Kingdom has its budget. Hollywood Studios has its budget. Everyone has their budget.
Okay.
And then that's kind of how it works from there on out. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that's how it works, but I understand your thinking.
Yeah.
They use the one to funnel into the others, which they might well do. But getting back to what we were talking about, and specifically was what experience do you prefer that would get your money first? Melissa, I know that you're going to wind up being the odd girl out on this one, so I want you to go first. And this isn't... You're not on trial, because you get very defensive when this comes up. You're not on trial.
No, I just... It's very...
I'm sorry, put your hand on the Bible?
Shut up.
Okay.
It's very hard to do, you know, one versus the other, because yes... If you're just looking at the Magic Kingdom exclusive parties, there's elements to each that make those parties, you know, particular. But then if you go outside it, I think the outside, you know, the entire season in the parks kind of thing does have sway one versus the other. You know, obviously the Christmas season, the holiday season bleeds a little bit more into everywhere versus just the Halloween part to it. So if you enjoy like the holiday festivities, you might enjoy Disney World during that time of year. And then if you want like a little extra spirit, you can do the Christmas party. For the Halloween part, if you really enjoy Halloween and you want to dress up and, you know, you're going with a bunch of people, when we went with a group of people, dressing up was fun.
It was fun.
You know, it is. It's more of a fun type of party element to it. But then that does stop kind of at the Halloween party. There's no, you know, other events going around. for Halloween. However, on that note, you do have the Food and Wine Festival going on during that time of year. So,
Your Honor, may I answer the question directly to the defendant?
Yes.
I don't think you know how this goes.
I object to your honoring. What?
What?
That's a different question.
No.
You answer? No, but actually, you're answering a great question. But it's a separate question. That's what's the better time of year to go and visit the parks. But if we were just talking about boiling it down to these two events.
Well, that's what I was trying to say. Like, yeah, like there is a you know, an element to it where if you wanted to look outside of Magic Kingdom, there's other things to weigh. But if I was just going to pick one versus the other party, I do enjoy the Christmas party.
Okay. So Christmas party.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You seem like you don't believe in that answer at all.
Because I know I'm going to be the only one who says that. But.
No. It's not a contest. But although we are picking a winner at the end.
And you lost already. I'm just
kidding. Ow, stop it with the face. It's not going to work. It's radio.
Damn it.
It's all right. We're the bad guys anyway.
That's true.
I love the Christmas party. I really do. We've had a really nice time there. I have only experienced the Halloween party twice. I had a much better time at the Halloween party. Largely in part because I think Halloween's so much more interesting than Christmas. As you were saying, there was an energy and excitement to the crowd when we went there for Halloween. You know, as we were on the monorail and everyone was in their costumes and everyone seemed really excited.
Yeah.
It's more of an exciting event. The Christmas one is more of a lovely event.
Yeah.
You know, there isn't like an excitement to it, but it's just lovely. I don't know. That's really the word that like pops in my head.
It fits.
So it's two totally different experiences for me, and I prefer the more exciting one. Also, the decorations, while gorgeous for the Christmas party, the Halloween party is out of this world.
They do set up a really cool, spooky atmosphere.
It looks so different. Like, Magic Kingdom, during the Christmas thing, it looks like Magic Kingdom. It does. It just looks like, yeah. You know, with additional Christmas, you know, highlights, very nice highlights throughout Main Street and whatnot. But Magic Kingdom during Halloween almost looks like a different place.
Yeah.
I mean, they really go all out in transforming the feel of the place. So that's just my, you know, obviously everyone's going to have their own opinion. It doesn't matter what we say. But I know that my leanings towards that, I definitely would lean towards Halloween. That being said, I agree with you in that the best time of year to go, Food and Wine does throw a wrench into that.
I know.
God, you know, they've extended that so much.
It's the same time as the Halloween party.
Man, so do you go with busier crowds, Food and Wine, and Halloween, or do you go with, we're talking about, like, if you go during Christmas season, early December, we're not talking
or
about
even late
December.
November. We've gone late November.
Yeah. If you go then, much lighter crowds.
Yes.
And you get the whole Christmas vibe.
A little bit of a chill sometimes in the air, depending.
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully.
Hoodie weather in Disney is no better. There is no better time to go than when I can throw on a hoodie and feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. Ooh, that's really tough. Food and Wine might win that, though.
It's true.
Because Food and Wine. Food and Wine wins everything, actually. Yeah, I think that kind of wins everything. Scott, let's go over to you first. Where would your... Let's answer it how Melissa brought it, because I really like the way you framed it. What event do you favor, but then what time of year do you favor?
I actually prefer to go for the Christmas one, but I enjoy the Halloween one more.
So you like going for the Christmas time of year?
Yes.
But you prefer the Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween event as compared to the Very Mickey Christmas.
Very Merry Christmas Party. Long mouthfuls for their titles.
What was it?
Very Merry Christmas Party.
That's it? They didn't throw the Mickey?
Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Yeah, that's a lot of letters. It's literally in front of me. I don't know why I just didn't read it. I don't know why I asked that. That's Scott's take on it. Brian, same question to you. I'm just kidding. Different question. Do you enjoy the beach?
I do.
Okay, back to the other question.
In terms of the party itself, I prefer the Halloween party. Like you said, I think it has just the energy and the feel of it is much more of a party atmosphere. The Christmas party has much more charming, nostalgic atmosphere.
Word. Charming, better word.
You know, and it's very like an old time Christmas feel to it. That's really what you get from, which is fantastic. But in terms of the party, I prefer the party atmosphere. And like you said, the way they do up Magic Kingdom is just gorgeous. I prefer the party. My favorite time of year to go is the Christmas time. And for the reasons that you were just talking about before, it's all-encompassing around the resort. The hotels, all the other parks, everything. As opposed to the Halloween season, which has food and wine, which is fantastic. But other than that, there's really, it's just like the regular, you know, the parks are regular parks. That's a good point,
yeah. And you can actually buy a gingerbread house from a person sitting in a gingerbread house.
Yes.
It's very cool.
It is pretty cool.
I wish they would bring the Halloween stuff to Hollywood Studios. I feel like that would be also like a great park to have it. I know it's going to be under construction a lot, so maybe they won't anytime soon.
Wouldn't be too surprised if they come up with something, not for Star Wars, because that makes no sense, but for Toy Story Land.
That would be cool.
If you have a Halloween party going on in the eventually built Toy Story Land, number one, it fits because there is Halloween in that universe. That's why in Star Wars it would make zero sense. But in Toy Story Land, I think it would really fit well.
Yeah, you could totally do that up with like the kids and stuff.
It wasn't one of their shorts, yeah. A Halloween special?
Terror.
Toy Story of Terror.
Yeah. So, I mean, you already have a tie-in, a very easy tie-in right there. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. I think that would really work well.
Calling it now.
I would. Put that down. Lock it down.
I just want to say one of the best things that I've ever done, because I've done both. This will be, we have the tickets already for the Christmas party when we go in December.
Okay.
But one of the funnest things that we did in the Halloween party was we did the Monsters, Inc. laugh floor.
Oh, God. Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And everybody was in costumes. And yeah. I still remember they picked Brian and he was in
Wreck-It Ralph
outfit. And he got up and danced, and it was one of the funniest things I've seen on that screen.
Old Ham Hands himself.
Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty good stuff.
That was good stuff.
That was also my only visit to the Monsters, Inc.
It was probably the perfect time for it, because when they picked people from the audience in costume, that was great.
Yeah, it was good. It really fit well during that event, unlike that ride fitting in the theme of Tomorrowland.
Go read Pete's crazy fan theory.
Yeah, I wrote an insane, stupid fan theory. And I say stupid because all fan theories are stupid. Because they are based on nothing. So, all right. I think that's a pretty thorough definition for us. Obviously, Melissa, you lost.
Yeah. Typical.
No, it's all right. Actually, are we going to go to the Christmas party in December? We have not yet purchased anything for that.
I don't know. We honestly have a lot of other things going on in December, so I'm not sure
if
we'll do that.
We're not going to go house hunting at 7 o'clock, are we?
Maybe.
No.
Till midnight?
No.
Nobody wake does. People up. Let me see your house.
Be arrested. We're just going to Golden Oaks.
Oh, yeah.
We stumbled upon this. Oh, yeah. No, they would taser us before we got within 100 feet of it. Because they would just do a credit check.
We have excellent credit.
We have excellent credit. We have no money behind that credit. No. Yeah. We pay all our bills on time because bills never end.
I think that was a good look at it. You know, I wanted to do it now because, yeah, people are buying their tickets or thinking about it. And, you know, for locals down there, maybe, you know, you never did it because you're just there all the time. So why bother? But I don't know. I feel like both of these things are really unique experiences that to do every once in a while, I think is worth it. And if you have the extra money, I think the dessert party is totally worth it. You know, just for the reserve stuff that you don't have to worry about sitting around for, and you can actually enjoy the other elements of the park, you know, during that time, because we've already discussed, you know, how nighttime in the parks is beautiful.
Do you remember what episode that was?
10, I want to say.
Okay.
I just tweeted it out the other day.
So. Yeah, I was going to say, that's why I remember seeing a tweet with that information on it.
I don't know. I think the extra dessert party might be worth it, you know, worth the extra money, because spending time in the park at night, you know, and maybe not having to sit there for hours on end might be an enjoyable aspect to it. Might be worth a little extra.
We'll find out when we move down there, because then that'll really be a good test of, do we still want to do these every year? I think we will.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it depends how much they change them. Or, you know, there was one year we found out there was going to be, I think it was Lotso, was going to be in one of the villain dance parties, and we wanted to see it. You know, if there's a unique character, it might be worth, you know, going down, because, yeah, you don't get to see them ever else in the park.
And they really, really should just build a villains park.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're not going to anytime soon, especially with everything that was announced, but, man, if there was ever a slam dunk, a villains park as a fifth gate would drive everyone out of their minds.
I feel like that's what also makes the Halloween party a little bit better. I mean, because the Christmas time one, you have, like, all the classic. You have Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald, you know, but you see them all the time in Magic Kingdom already.
Yeah.
But during the Halloween, you have Jafar, and you have Cruella de Vil, and, you know, it's stuff that I feel like the villains merchandise sells so much.
Yeah, they do.
It does.
You know,
they
and...
You just like it because Halloween's a dangerous feeling.
That's right.
And Christmas time is very classy.
No, honestly.
It's a classy feeling.
Honestly, when I was seeing the show and Oogie Boogie came on, I lost my... It was like 30 seconds, but I was like, this is the greatest show ever.
I lost my mind when Dr. Facilier started singing.
Yeah.
Because number one, the guy playing him on stage...
Was fantastic.
Was a picture perfect Dr. Facilier.
Yeah.
And I love that song. And that was like my highlight, was just the fact that, you know, Facilier had center stage for a little while. So, you know what, guys? Send us back your ideas. I mean, which party do you prefer if you've been to both? And what time of year do you prefer if you've been there during the, let's say, late the fall season and then the winter season? So the Halloween season / food and wine, as opposed to the Christmas season, where everything that entails, which... As Brian was saying, as Melissa was saying, Christmas happens all over that resort, where Halloween doesn't as much. It's more of just an exclusive to that party in the overall view. So if you have your thoughts, tweet us over at DizMagicHourPod. You can also email us at DisneyMagicHourPodcast@gmail.com. That is all the words I could fit into an email. I was going to try to shorten it up, but again... Other people have these. I guess someone had a show called this at one point, but they don't do anything about it anymore. So did anyone have any last-second thoughts? Brian?
No, just they're a good experience. If you've never experienced them before, I definitely say to experience each of them.
100%. Melissa?
No, yeah, I totally agree. They're both worth it, and, you know, depending on when you go, I think it's worth the extra thing. Do it on a Tuesday or Thursday, you know?
That's a good idea.
Well, that's a good point, too. Yes.
And then,
that's a good
point. Just spend the night in Magic Kingdom and enjoy.
Huzzah. Scott?
I feel like if you have children, smaller children, the Halloween party, because it is more of a party atmosphere, would be better, because they get to dress up and they get to see other people, you know, from maybe, you know, different movies they like. Up. Yeah. Well, they like what?
They love cookies.
Yeah, but at the Halloween party, they get the trick or treat.
Right. They get the trick or treat.
They get candy.
Totally forgot about that.
And they get the good candy. They don't give that cheap stuff.
Oh, good Lord.
I wish they would do something with that, because, like, when we went, it was kind of offsetting, because it's just cast members standing there.
What do you want,
giving out the candy?
You want them a little, like, dressed up?
Yeah, maybe dressed up as the character, or maybe have...
Or just in costume.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, they can't, because they'd probably get mobbed if you had Jafar standing there handing out
you couldn't
candy.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that.
But it'd be cool to be like a mummy cast member.
Yeah, like
or
a
something.
Mummy or,
right.
or something or themed to the land. If you're in Tomorrowland, you're dressed like
cyborg or something.
Yeah, or like
spaceman.
An astronaut is easier, I was thinking. I think an astronaut would be easier. Yeah. But then, like, you know, if you're in Fantasyland, you're dressed like
or a murderous cyborg. Yeah. I mean, whatever.
Have one over by pirates, you know?
Yeah, have a pirate dressed, you know, over there. So that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be really fun. That would be really fun.
Yeah.
Get these people in costumes, damn it. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed this week. Oh, wait a minute. Melissa.
You want to talk about the iTunes?
Yes.
Wanted to remind you.
We had a little issue on iTunes recently with some shows disappearing, but everything is back to normal. Because basically we made way too many news posts and it filled up the feed available that iTunes would grab given our current status with a Squarespace site. So there are certain limitations. Basically, there was a lot of changes to the webpage, lastgenpodcast.com. I went and made the front page a little different. So if you're looking for the Film Basement, you just click on the picture of the Film Basement. If you're looking for the Disney Magic Hour, you click on the photo that says Disney Magic Hour, which is the artwork for our podcast as well. When you go in there, you're going to find only the podcasts for each of those shows. It's just going to be the episodes one after the next. If you're looking for Disney news, we've created a new page called Mouse Telegram, which you can find at the top of our webpage. You can click on that. That's going to give you your Disney news, which we're going to be updating daily, you know, whenever we find some stuff that we think is fun. We're not going to go nuts and try to beat every other site all the time to news because we're just a very small group that, you know, has day jobs and whatnot. But we've got some really good stuff up there. Mel, what did you just put up there today? What was the news that you found out?
They're actually they're having breakfast reservations at the Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater. It starts from November 1st, I believe, to January 23rd, I believe, were the dates. Look up the exact dates. But yeah, it's November to January. The reservations were open now. And they, you know, normally Sci-Fi didn't have breakfast. It was only during special events like the Star Wars weekend where it would serve special themed breakfast. So now, you know, from November to January, I guess they're going to be trying out regular breakfast there.
Yeah, it is. I think the date's perfect. November 1st through January 23rd of next year. The times for breakfast are 8 a.m. through 10:15 a.m. So that is how that will go. So yeah, so that's, you know, you'll find that and more over there. And if you listen to the Film Basement and whatnot, the film news is now on a page called the Film Basement Blog, which, again, it's all on the front page. You can just click on whichever page you want to go to. And that is how the site looks. So we moved around a bunch of stuff, but it was really to try to streamline things. Like, hey, you're looking for the Disney podcast? Here's all the episodes. You don't have to go digging through an additional 75 articles, you know, to find one of the earlier episodes because it was a busy news week.
Right.
You know, that was really the main impetus for doing this. So I hope you guys dig that and head on over to there. So I guess let's say goodnight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's say goodnight. All right, guys, right now you're listening to Buzzwing by Pogo. You can recognize a whole lot of Toy Story sounds through this one if you listen to it. You can find that video over on youtube.com/Pogo. I will also have a link to it in the show notes on the page. You can find his music over on soundcloud.com/PogoMix. And his website is pogomix.net. And if you're interested, the last 2 weeks on the Film Basement was me and Brian having a talk with Pogo, who is actually from Australia, so we were doing it via Skype. And the first 2 weeks ago, it was a lot about video games.
Yes, it was all video games.
And that was our intention for the second week, because we have even more to talk about, but we got sidetracked, and it's total movies.
Yeah.
It was weird. Like, it actually turned into the podcast that it's titled after. We wanted to do something a little different, but we wound up falling right back into where we usually are. We are LastGenPodcast.com. Find us on Twitter at LastGenPodcast, but the specific for Disney is Diz Magic Hour Pod. Again, this is all on the website for easier use, and it will be in the show notes as well. On Facebook, our little group is called the Disney Magic Hour Group. And then head on over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, and please leave us a 5-star review and share it with your friends. Hugely appreciated. We are... No, are we going to go to Fantasia next week? You want to say that now?
Oh, to review it?
Oh, the show, yeah. Sure.
All right. Let's do that. Next week, we're going to continue with our series of reviewing all of the Disney animated films. We're also starting to approach a couple of live-action films that we want to do as well. But next week is going to be Fantasia. We are going to do a little bit of a different format if you listen to the other shows, but we'll talk about that then because I don't know how long Buzzwing is, and I don't want to talk past how long the song is. So, to my left, Brian. Say goodnight, Brian.
Goodnight, Brian.
Say goodnight, Melissa.
Goodnight, Melissa.
Say goodnight, Scott.
Goodnight, Scott.
Goodnight, Pete. Say goodnight, Pogo.